This is the Perry Pelt Show on Sirius XM. Here's your host, Perry Pelt.
And welcome, everybody. We're so glad that you could join us for this hour. And it's an important hour because how many people out there are trying to find a job, especially if you've just graduated from high school or from college? You know that the U.S. economy is strong. That's the good news. Businesses are hiring. So why is it so difficult for kids getting out of school to find that first job? There are a few answers, but something that's important to know is employers are now looking more than ever for people who have experience. But how do you do that if you're just getting out of school? How do you find that entry-level job? And what happens if taking an unpaid internship is just not a financial reality? How to find jobs, how to get the experience you need, that's what we're talking about on today's show. We're so happy you could join us. Our phone lines are open at 888-94-STARS, 888-947-8277. Feel free to tweet at us at SiriusXMStars or at Perry Peltz. And our first guest today is Sandy Golinkin. Sandy's been on the show before. Sandy is the founder of Raising the Bar. It's a consulting company that helps people achieve the highest standards of excellence professionally. The primary area of focus is to work with recent college grads and young adults who are looking for that first job or are early on in their career path. And we'll have a couple of other guests coming up, including the associate director of youth programs at the Downtown Community Television Center about breaking into film and entertainment, as well as Marianne McCray, the director of philanthropy at Robin Hood in New York City. And Sandy, so happy to have you with us.
Thank you. Welcome back. I'm delighted to be here. Absolutely thrilled.
So, you know, it is interesting because, of course, the latest jobs data is good, right? The economy is humming along. Things seem good. People are hiring. That's what businesses are reporting. And yet it remains very, very difficult for young people to break into the job market. What's going on?
I think a lot of this has to do with the fact that there's an enormous amount of competition for these jobs, but it also has to do with the fact that some millennials are not as comfortable or excited about the concept of really paying their dues and starting with an entry-level position. So my best advice is get your head in the game and realize that an entry-level position is a great thing and try to become the most invaluable entry-level participant on the team. And then you'll get a promotion and it'll be ancient history before you know it.
All of that is true. And it's such good advice. One thing that people are reporting is that it is harder than it has been in the past to get that entry-level job and that people are looking for experience. And you think, but how are you supposed to have experience? You're looking for an entry-level job.
Well, one of the things that I strongly recommend if you are a high school or college student right now is fill your summers with good work experiences. Do internships, do part-time work. A lot of students find great part-time work on college campuses as well. But do as much as you can. The other thing that you can consider if you find an unpaid internship or an internship that doesn't pay terribly well, you can also take on another job. You can possibly do waitressing. You can do commission sales work. There are a lot of different opportunities, babysitting, housework. I mean, all different things that you can do to complement the unpaid internship, so you do have money coming in at the same time. But that unpaid internship can often lead to a full-time job offer.
Right, and we see that happen, which is wonderful. But it is hard because not everybody can afford to take an unpaid internship, and it makes it really difficult.
Yeah, absolutely, it does. It's a tough job market out there, though, and what I would suggest is if you're offered an unpaid internship, say to them, great, I would be delighted to do it. Could I do it for 3 or 4 days a week? Or could I do it for 5 half-days a week? But then you've still got time in your schedule to be interviewing for paid jobs and also to be doing paid part-time work.
Right, which is a good suggestion. You know, as you know, Sandy, I have one son who was looking for a summer internship this summer. And he's got relatively speaking, he's a rising senior in college, good experience. And not only did he find it difficult to find that internship, but people didn't respond to him. He said, I don't remember if this is right, don't quote me, but I think it was about 30 different inquiries that he made. And I think he heard, and he was able to ultimately get something. But the point of it is that there was not even a response. And then oftentimes he was applying to programs that were looking for young people.
Right. It's I believe millennials call this ghosting. And ghosting, unfortunately, with a generation that's all about communication with the texting, the email, the voicemail, ghosting has become a very popular form of wretched or lack of communication. A lot of companies are just either lazy or not thoughtful or don't know how to say no, thank you very much, but we've chosen someone else, or your qualifications aren't right. My best advice, if you are being ghosted, is to try a different form of communication. So if you have been sending them emails, try to send them a text message. Try to call the main number and see if you can get somebody's voicemail. But you can also try snail mail, but try to be a little bit more creative, innovative on how you're communicating with them, because clearly the emails often don't work. You've got to try something new.
Yeah, it's really, you know what? It's really bad on these companies for doing that. I understand that they're inundated, but if they're asking for resumes, at least get back and say, sorry, the job's been filled.
Right. And they don't. The other thing you can do is possibly find out some interesting information about that company or their competitors and send them some information and say, you know, I saw this in the FT or the Wall Street Journal last week mm-hmm. about one of your competitors, and I just thought you might find it helpful. You can start to become the person that's not just dogging them for a job, but somebody who's interested
it's
in them
advice.
And their business, and make yourself look good and not just be constantly stalking.
That's a great suggestion. But, you know, I have to say something, because being on the other side of this, I don't know if we talked about this, Sandy, but I remember when I was looking for positions and feeling after two goes or two attempts to reach somebody that if they didn't reach out to me or didn't respond, that that was it. I should stand down. And I must say, I have come to change my mind. Being on the other side of it, if somebody is relentless with me, I ultimately will say, okay, fine. In fact, there was somebody recently who wanted to break into documentary, and she was relentless. I kept saying, you know, we don't have anything. And she kept checking in. And finally I said, you know what, would you like to try to do some research? And I said, right now I can't pay you. And she did. And she did such a great job that she now has a job.
See,
so I want to tell everybody that I mean relentless.
Relentless.
Absolutely relentless.
It's
we
a very
have,
smart thing.
I want to let everybody know that if you're just joining us, we're talking about how to get a job, how to get a summer internship. Obviously, we are at graduation time right now. Congratulations to all the graduates out there and parents of the graduates. I had a son who graduated from high school this past weekend, so that was very exciting.
Go, Ethan.
Yep, go, Ethan. And we have where we can people reach us at 888-94-STARS, 888-94-STARS. That's 888-947-8277. If you have a question for Sandy Golinkin, who started Raising the Bar. And Sandy, where can people find out more about Raising the Bar?
They can go to sandygo.com, S-A-N-D-Y-G-O. And there is a special page on my website just devoted to my online classes, which are written for college graduates.
Which is great information that Sandy has available online. So definitely check that out. Check out Raising the Bar. We are taking your calls. We are taking your emails. And we have an email here. It says, hi, Perry, from Shauna in Connecticut. Millennials' careers seem so different from my own experience. How do I give my child advice when I don't even recognize this new business world? Shauna, it's a great question. It really is.
It is actually I believe it was the president of Yale last fall or the year before said at the Welcome to the Freshman class, we are very aware of the fact that the jobs you all will be taking when you graduate 4 years from now don't exist today.
Really?
So it is a rapidly changing.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's rapidly changing. But what I would share with Shauna and with everyone else is that you may not you may not know exactly which job it is that your child wants or is best for, but there's a lot to be said for them being very well prepared. They want to have a standout resume. They want to really be comfortable with interviewing. And they also want to understand the importance of writing a cover letter and a follow-up letter. So there's a lot of work, even if it's a brand new career or a brand new industry, a lot of the basic fundamentals about becoming a strong candidate are the same for the old-fashioned jobs, the current jobs, and the future-forward jobs. So I say build a strong foundation to be the best candidate.
And you have information on resume writing and cover letter writing and all that on Raising the Bar, correct?
Yes, on the online classes. Yes, I do.
We're going to take a call from Boston and Christine. Christine, thanks so much for joining the conversation.
This conversation is great. So I have a daughter who's a recent, 2 years out of college,
right,
getting ready for her second job and, moving on. And I think I'm very interested in what you said by staying on that employer, like dogging them or being relentless. How often do you mean by that? Because my children seem to think that they're bothering someone.
You know what, Christine? I am so with you on this because that's my reaction. I kind of feel like, well, if, they saw my resume, they got my cover letter. If they don't want me, they don't want me. And I just want to add, before I let the expert, Sandy, respond to it, I have really come to change my thinking about this because I cannot begin to tell you how young people, when they are dogged with me, it really, really does make a difference. And I think, Sandy, the point that you made is something that's really well taken, which is don't just be relentless. Be relentless with something that might help. And even if it doesn't help, it shows that you're thinking.
Absolutely. And the other point that I want to make is that, as we all know, people in offices love food. Food is very popular. Why am I mentioning that? Because if I was your daughter and I was particularly interested in a job, I might drop off a small jar of colored M&Ms or a box of Dunkin' Donuts Munchkins or something that's less than $5, but it's food that's going to be on somebody's desk all day long, reminding them that you made the extra special effort, and everybody in the office loves to have food. So I think it's just one of those little things you can do to remind them. You can also write a short, meaning 4 or 5 slide PowerPoint presentation on yourself, your strengths, how they align with the qualifications and requirements they're looking for, and that shows some enthusiasm and information that you understand their company. So I believe there's a great deal you can do to try to get their attention when they're trying to ignore you.
What do you think about that, Christine?
I like that. I think anything you can do to differentiate yourself from the sea of, this is my degree, this is where I volunteered, this is, where I've interned, and it all sounds very vanilla. So if you do something like differentiating, like a PowerPoint video or even a video clip that you can insert into the emails, that would be helpful.
Yeah, no, you know what, Christine? That's true. And I want to add something because, Sandy, I'd love to get your take on this. But I know that for my son, who the one I was just speaking about, who had applied to, I think, 30 internship programs and didn't hear from most of them, it was really one of his, not his first, obviously, but one of the first big times that he really had to deal with rejection. And it made him feel really lousy because we all as adults understand, wow, people get busy, they're overwhelmed. The last thing they're thinking about is the intern program if they don't have somebody dedicated to it. And that's why they didn't call back. It's nothing personal.
Right.
But it sure feels personal. And I saw that kind of through his lens. Sandy?
It's very, very tough. And I know this isn't a wonderful thing to hear, but as tough as it gets, you want to really hold on to your self-confidence and your ability to look like a strong, positive, powerful candidate. You don't want to look like somebody who is desperate and scared and really sort of driving them nuts. You want to be a positive force when you're interfacing with them. You want to be very much on the up and up.
And Christine, what I would recommend is definitely check out Sandy's website. Again, Sandy, that website address is?
sandygo.com, S-A-N-D-Y-G-O.
And that's where you can find all the information about Raising the Bar as well as her online classes. So it's really worth it. Christine, thank you so much. Really appreciate your call and good luck to, I think, was it your daughter you said?
My daughter.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good luck to your daughter.
Thank you. Good luck to your son.
Yeah. He found a job and was reasonably relentless. So, you know what? There you go. And he's really enjoying it. So it all worked out. Thanks so much, Christine. And just to let our listeners know, if you're just joining us, obviously we are in the middle of graduation season. And of course, it's a time of great celebration, but it's also a time when young people are looking to find a job. And while the job market is strong and the economy is strong, it is harder than ever to find that entry level position. And we are talking with Sandy Go Lincoln, who is the founder of Raising the Bar. And you can find out more at sandygo.com. And Sandy, I understand that you've got a special offer for Sirius listeners.
I do.
Share.
If you go to my online classes page and you can take a webinar for free to test drive my class, but then there are four other classes. And if you type in the code Sirius, as in Sirius Radio, it will get you 30% off of all of the classes.
Which is really generous. And we thank you for that.
Absolutely.
And Sandy, what I would ask you as we wrap up with you, what is the best advice that you would give to young people right now? It is tough. It's tough financially. It's tough emotionally, the whole experience of finding that job. And it can take a while. First of all, is there an average amount of time that it might take? And what's the best advice you have for young people?
The best advice I have for young people is to stay very positive, to be very, very well prepared. You want to do an enormous amount of homework before you go into that interview. It will make you feel more self-confident. It will make you feel prouder, and they will sense that. But they will also be impressed that you really have done your homework. So that's a very important thing that I recommend. And the other thing I recommend, if you're a recent college grad, is make sure you're familiar with the ATS resume. A lot of people say, what the heck is that?
That's just what I was going to say. What the heck is that?
That is the applicant tracking system. And this is when the computer reads your resume before a human being. And 95% of Fortune 500 companies use the ATS system. So I recommend that you be well aware of how it works and you adhere to its guidelines so you don't get kicked out of the system, because it's a very big, important aspect to interviewing right now for young adults.
Well, that's a great piece of advice. I how did I not know about that?
So it's a good one.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Anything else?
Anything? Any other piece of advice?
The last thing I would say is, if you are a millennial and you are good, nimble, smart, comfortable with social media, this is a fabulous currency for you. There are many, many companies where young people rise more quickly because they are so adept at social media. And a lot of people realize if they're over 35, they're just not as good with it. And it's a cornerstone to marketing, communication, branding, and the company remaining as future forward as it's committed to doing. So if you're good at social media, let them know. It's a great asset.
Great. Great advice. Sandy, come back. We appreciate
you
being here. And again, you can go to Sandy's website at sandygo.com, find out everything about Raising the Bar, and then you can go and put in Sirius and get a 30% discount on any classes that she has. And you can also test drive them as well for free. Is that correct? Just
yeah.
to check them out.
Yeah.
Sandy, thank you.
Happy day, everybody.
Thanks so much for being
thank
here.
You.
We're going to take